Okay, far away.
Hi.
So where are you, Riza?
I'm at the American Embassy. They've been having a viewing party for the president's speech in Cairo today, and there are about 60 or 70 people here, a mixture of students and policy makers, people representing Muslim organizations such as the Islam Channel and Islamic Relief.
So how did the speech go down?
Well, it was a very reserved viewing. I expected lots more whooping and cheering because there was quite a large American contingent there, but it was very reserved and there was warm but not wild applause at the end of it. Afterwards, we had a discussion as well where people made points about the style of the speech, but also the substance of the speech. The general consensus was that it was brilliant, it was well crafted, it was there was depth to it, it was courageous. And then, of course, you know, that led on to points about, well, can he deliver? He's now said an awful lot about Iran, Israel, Palestine, and Al Qaeda, but what is he actually going to do as a follow-up? Somebody also asked why he was in Egypt when Egypt has had a dictatorial ruler for 30 years. I raised the point about human rights and women rights, which President Obama mentioned as well in his speech, and I couldn't understand why, if these were so important, he decided to visit Saudi Arabia, which does not have any kind of human rights, religious freedom, or women's rights either. And then we.
Sorry, were there particular bits that of the speech that that went down well?
No, there wasn't. I mean, when people occasionally called out to President Obama and said, "We love you," that got a sort of that got a bit of applause, and it got a bit of laughter as well, again from the predominantly American members of the audience, because he's their president, he is representing them, and the fact that he was proving to be so popular with the local audience in Cairo was must have been of immense satisfaction. You have to remember that had Bush been standing up there, it would have been a very different kind of speech. It would have been a very different kind of reception.
As you say, the speech went down very well in Cairo. Was that greeted with puzzlement?
Not really, no, because I mean, there has been so much anticipation about this speech, and people just knew that whatever he said, it would be far more nuanced, it would be far more positive, and far more thoughtful than anything the previous president would have said on the same issue. So I don't think people were surprised, and I don't think people were nervous about what he was going to say. In fact, I think people were expecting him to be very statesmanlike and very calm and composed and knowledgeable about these issues.
Sum it up, what did you make of it?
Well, I thought it was really interesting. I thought it's exactly what I would have expected from him. There was lots of cadence there. It was a very good speech. It was a good piece of oratory. I was slightly confused about the inconsistencies. Why is he going to Egypt and then talking about democracy? Why did he go to Saudi Arabia when he talks about religious freedom and women's rights? And so there wasn't anything really surprising in there. There was nothing that leapt out at me. But I was very pleased that he managed to at least talk about Al Qaeda, Iran, and Israel, Palestine in the last segment of his speech. I didn't think he would get round to doing it, but he was obviously just building up to it.
Okay, Riazat, thanks a lot. Go and enjoy the free tea.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye.